Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Yowoo Ranger podcast, where we provide podcasts that will enlighten your understanding of Yahweh and his plan for mankind's salvation and eternal life. For more information, please be sure to visit yahweh.org and yowooranger.com. In our podcast, Do We Have a Soul? Part 1, we demonstrated that the Hebrew word nefesh is often translated as life or creature. This is because a nefesh is a fleshly body that contains sinews, skin, and bones that contain blood and breathes oxygen. Nevertheless, the human nefesh is markedly different from the animal forms. Adam was created as a nefesh-type creature, brought to life when Yahweh, later known as Yahushua the Messiah, blew the neshama, or vital breath, into his body. Yet, this was not merely a breath of air. Yahushua defines this type of neshama when, after his resurrection, he breathed upon his disciples and said, "Receive the sacred Ruach." See John 20, verse 22. Note that Ruach is energy, an unseen animating force. The sacred Ruach proceeds from out of Father Yahweh and was used by Yahweh to create mankind. The neshama, or vital breath, that Yahweh blew into Adam entered through his lungs and into his bloodstream. It then permeated every cell in Adam's body, making him a living, breathing nefesh. As it activated his brain, Adam became conscious and acquired the divine quality of self-awareness. Keep in mind that the act of Yahweh blowing the neshama, or the vital breath, equaling sacred ruach, into Adam is not to be confused with the vital breath that exists in animals. Furthermore, the act undertaken with Adam was a one-time event, which combined the sacred ruach with the physical body. Nowhere is it said, for example, that Yahweh blew the neshama into any animal, fish, or bird. Neither did he blow his neshama into Eve. She obtained the neshama from Adam when she was created out of the flesh and bone from Adam's side. All the descendants of Adam and Eve do likewise, being created from a human sperm and egg, combining the flesh and blood from both parents. This information means that the fleshly part of Adam's nefesh, the body, which was created in a non-living state, was combined with the sacred ruach from Yahweh to create a third thing, the living human nefesh. By Yahweh blowing Father Yahweh's sacred ruach directly into Adam, Father Yahweh was producing an offspring. For this reason, the nefesh of man differs from that of the animals, and, at death, allows the nefesh of a man to enter into a state of being called Sheol, which allows a person to be brought back to life. On the other hand, animals, birds, and fish dissipate into non-existence because their nefesh, lacking the sacred ruach, cannot enter the state of Sheol. According to scriptures, a nefesh can either be alive or dead. See Genesis 1, verse 21, and Leviticus 19, verse 28. The latter case proving that a nefesh is not an immortal soul, nor does it continue to live while dead. Additionally, the human nefesh is more specifically the person. For example, sometimes nefesh is used for and, accordingly, translated as mind. See Genesis 23, verse 8, and 1 Samuel 2, verse 35. The nefesh includes the mind, because in a living creature, such as a human, the blood-oxygen exchange, which takes place in the brain, is essential for one's mental activities. The human nefesh was brought to life by Yahweh when he directly blew sacred ruach as the neshama, or vital breath of life, into the nostrils of Adam's body, thereby blending part of Yahweh, the divine, within the material creation of Adam. Therefore, it is evident that Adam is a combination of both a physical creation from the afar, or dust of the ground, and from the sacred ruach. And although the self of the human nefesh, or person, which will be raised back to life at the resurrection, is derived from the divine, his personality is created by means of the physical and cannot remain alive without a physical breathing body. As a result, it is improper to translate the Hebrew word nefesh as soul, as is so often done, the latter being an English word for a disembodied spirit of a deceased person. Dr. H. M. Orlinsky of Hebrew Union College writes that the word soul had been eliminated from his new translation of the Torah because The Hebrew word in question here is nephesh. He then adds, quote, "Other translators have interpreted it to mean soul, which is completely inaccurate. The Bible does not say we have a soul. Nephesh is the person himself, his need for food, the very blood in his veins, his being." End of quote. Another unique quality of the human nephesh, or person, is the ability to pass on and expand the divine element of the sacred ruach within himself via human reproduction. As flesh gives birth to flesh, so does the vital breath multiply and continue on with the offspring. We give up the vital breath at death, and the nephesh dies. The sacred ruach or divine portion of the nephesh falls into an unconscious death sleep. This life and death chain continues from generation to generation. Flesh begets flesh, and a living nephesh begets a living nephesh, or simply put, life begets life. In turn, since the creation of Adam, the nephesh type, which is called Adam or mankind, can only be dead after it has been alive, for we were all alive in and are all derived from the original human being, Adam. In conclusion, the evidence demonstrates that humans are made of afar, or material elements of the ground. This material was molded into the original flesh and blood nephesh body of Adam. It was also imbued with sacred ruach, the very substance of Father Yahweh, forming a living nephesh, a child of Elohim. The unique nephesh of this creature is the person or self. Adam's nephesh body, being infused with the sacred ruach, was used to create Eve, and, in turn, by means of their offspring, have been reproducing from generation to generation. The scriptural fact is that you actually are a human nephesh, which has been mistranslated as soul. The nephesh has blood, breathes, and lives. The nephesh is also a person, the self-aware personality who is part of the divine via the sacred ruach that Yahweh, who is the pre-existent Yahushua Messiah, breathed into our progenitor Adam and has been passed on to all succeeding generations. We are not only children of Adam, but because of the sacred ruach breathed into Adam, we are also offspring of Yahweh. The human nephesh is mortal and will eventually die, only to enter into a state of being referred to as Sheol. Sheol allows the human nephesh or person to be brought back to life. There can be no doubt that scriptures emphatically demonstrate that we are a nephesh minus a soul. For a downloadable version of this podcast, please refer to the article, "Do We Have a Soul?" at yahwehranger.com. May Yahweh be with you on your journey to discovering Yahweh's truth.